The annual celebration remembers the arrival of the first pioneer settlers to the Salt Lake Valley. On July 24, 1847, Brigham Young and his fellow Latter-day Saints emerged from the mouth of Immigration Canyon, pulling hand carts and driving wagons. 165 years later, colorful floats, horse-drawn carriages, and pioneer wear harken back to that momentous trek. The parade also gave plenty of nods to Utah's expanding cultural diversity, with appearances by the Chinese Society of Utah and the Free Wesleyan Church of Tongass Brass Band. Holiday resident Christy Kimball and her family camped outside last night so they could get a good view of the parade near Ken Sanders' rare books. Kimball says it's important to honor the group of people who sacrificed their civilized lives to come to this desert. Kimball had a hand in building a parade float 9 years ago that she says did just that.
We put our ancestors inside canning jars and preserved them in the jars. And the parade committee thought it was a little too controversial, but they finally let us do it.
Catherine Broadbent also slept outside last night. She just adopted two Ukrainian teenagers who are seeing the Days of 47 parade for the first time.
We were just thinking, what are they thinking? You know, we've got wagons going down the street, and in their city, she was just saying that people still use that mode of transportation. So why is it so interesting in a parade? But, you know, this is our heritage.
Parade goers stayed comfortable last night with blow-up mattresses and tents. David Lamb is from Kaysville. He brought a living room couch to the parade. He says although he was comfortable, he didn't really get any sleep because of the noise.
None whatsoever. There was a guy selling horns and a drunk guy across the street.
But you're still having fun this morning, right?
Oh, yeah, every year. Love it.
The two-mile parade began on South Temple and State Street and ended at Liberty Park. Whitney Evans, KUER News.